Today, Unreal Ghost Stories Online, making peace with a former owner of the home because it seems she's still in the house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in anytime at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today.
Yay, I sure am.
How's it going?
Well, baseball season started, so that's always fun.
I know, and our Cubs are doing good. That's really exciting.
You know, knock on wood. I don't want to get too excited. I mean, it's pretty early. We're in April. But they are.
It's been a fun season so far to watch. So, Kathy, I have a little game show today for you.
Oh, I love games.
So, Kathy, on today's game show, we're titling it, Is It a Cat or Is It Paranormal? And you know, at my house, it could be either. Usually, it's a cat. So here's my little story on Is It a Cat or Is It Paranormal? So here's what happens. So this morning, I get up early, like it's 7 a.m. to go to the bathroom, which I guess that isn't early for everybody, but on a Saturday, that's early for me. And you know how you have your go-to pair of tennis shoes, the one that you wear all the time, and then you throw them out when you get a new pair?
Mm-hmm.
My go-to tennis shoes, one of them was in the kitchen. My dog, Benjamin, has never, ever once grabbed my shoe or anything. He's got his favorite toys. But he was in bed with me all night. My shoe was not there. I went to bed at 12:30 a.m. The shoe was not in the kitchen then.
But you didn't come home and like had a few too many beers and kick off a shoe in the, you know, and throw off your sweater over here. And
I normally do the striptease before bed.
Like just kind of strip throughout the house. Last night?
Kick off my shoe.
Yeah.
Leave you didn't it do that in the kitchen. Night? No, I didn't. And I was not blackout drunk. So I had not been drinking. So I wore the shoes. I had them on before I went to bed. I think I changed my clothes when I got home and I put on like a pair of slippers or something. So they were in my room. Now, Benji, he's a little guy. He's only 15. It's not like he ever has picked up a shoe and carried it anywhere. But then how would my cat have carried it into the kitchen? And that would mean if my cat didn't carry it into the kitchen, then Benji would have gotten up. This guy sleeps hard. And have randomly just picked up a shoe and carried it into the kitchen. Like, who carried the shoe into the kitchen and why?
And it was just in the middle of the kitchen floor.
In the middle of the kitchen floor. And I was like, that is so random. Now, I did hear my cat, like, he's kind of funny. I have sticks with something dangling, a feather, something on the end that you play with your cat with. We were playing with that before bed last night, and he did drag that into my room at some point in the middle of the night. I heard him trying to open up the door and get that in there, which is a little bit loud because I don't have my door shut, but it wasn't, you know, that's a long stick to be dragging in there. But then, like, why would he have gone, I think I'll take this shoe. And I, honest to God, don't know that my cat could have carried my shoe into the other room.
I know. That's what I'm kind of thinking in my head, too. Could a cat pick up, you know, knowing your cats?
I just don't know that. And the other cat definitely would not have done that. But then Benji, that means, because I kind of rule out Izzy. But then that means that Benji would have jumped off of my bed at some point during the night, which he never does because this guy sleeps so hard, that he would have just gotten up and thought, guess I'll carry Carol's shoe into the kitchen. So I'm going with animal and not paranormal, but it sure did feel weird. I don't know how it ended up in there, and I don't know why.
Okay. I'm going to say animal, so that you can sleep tonight.
Thank you.
And then But in my head, I think something else happened.
It was just very strange because it was like, I know that shoe was in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And
well, why would it be anywhere else?
Right.
Like you take off your shoes together.
Exactly.
You know.
And I did put on the slippers. So that means I came in and a few minutes later, I changed my clothes and put on slippers and watched some TV. That's what mm-hmm. I did. And then I went to bed. And I would have, it was in a place I would have seen it before I went to bed even. So it was yeah. not me. It was mm-hmm. not there when I went to bed. And it was there when I got up.
Okay. You isn't seriously didn't do a weird strip tease.
I mean, I'm known for my strip teases.
Like, come in and just kick
I mean,
a
come
shoe
on,
here.
Kathy.
Kick a shoe over there.
I'm always practicing for my job at the strip bar, but, you know, a girl has to have goals. It's like, one of these days I'll get hired if I just practice enough. I can have a good side hustle as
doing
a middle-aged stripper.
Somewhere. I don't know.
So I don't know. So is it a cat or is it paranormal? I'm going to have to say dog.
Dog.
But it's just so weird because Benji never gets up once he goes to bed. Like never, ever. And I think one night he did.
I've slept with that dog and that dog does not get up.
No. Now, he has gone in when you slept here and jumped in bed with you and your dog.
Yeah.
But that was like once after I first got him. But he doesn't even get up. Like normally, if you get up in the night, go to bed, your dog kind of gets up. Not this one. He's like, no. It is not time. Stay in here. So I don't know. I thought that was so strange just to see a shoe.
Yeah.
Right there.
I think it's strange too.
Well, let's hear a ghost story because that's just a cat story, obviously.
Okay, let's go ghost. Okay.
I don't know. So here's the story. Yeah. It says, I've always been into the paranormal and come from a long line of sensitive people and have had several paranormal experiences throughout my life. The story I am about to share is a cautionary tale to those who may want to rent or buy property. Do as much research as possible. I wish that my husband and I had. I moved from Ohio, where I was born, to Massachusetts to get a fresh start. After being in Massachusetts for a while and finding myself, I met the person I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. Charlie and I had dated for a year. Then, after getting married, we started looking for a place to rent and call our own. It was not long before we found a beautiful little house in a very quiet neighborhood. The house was very overgrown, but had a lot of potential, so Charlie and I decided to jump on it. To give a little bit of layout of the house, it had three bedrooms, the master bedroom, a fairly large bedroom upstairs, and a very small bedroom off of the dining room downstairs. All was well, and we adjusted to the moving process, but not long after, we started noticing strange occurrences little by little. The first to happen was when Charlie was upstairs in bed while I was downstairs browsing the internet and watching TV, being the terrible insomniac that I am. All of a sudden, Charlie came running at breakneck speed down the stairs and asked if I had just been up there. Of course, my response was no. He went as pale as could be and told me that he'd been lying in bed, dozing in and out, and felt the blanket pushed up so that his feet were out and a cold hand caressed his foot. Shortly after that, we moved our bedroom into the much smaller bedroom downstairs. However, the activity continued. We would hear heavy footsteps going up and down the stairs, have bowls and pans spin clockwise while untouched on the counters, saw a full-bodied figure walking past our bedroom and then disappear, a knife being lifted and thrown across the kitchen by an unseen force. While being outside looking up into the window of the master bedroom, we saw an elderly lady staring down at us.
Okay, wait a minute. Say that again. From the upstairs.
While being outside looking up into the window of the master bedroom, we saw an elderly lady staring down at us.
Oh.
Having our dogs bark intently into the corner of our room at something we cannot see. Finally, Charlie and I talked with our neighbors to see if they could give us any insight into the previous owners of the house. We found out that the house was built in the 1700s.
Oh, wow.
That's old. And the elderly lady who owned this house died there at age 101 years old. We have no doubt in our mind that the spirit in the house is that of the previous owner, so I set out to go upstairs and try to make peace with her. I told her that I knew this was her house, but now it was our house too, and we must make peace with each other so that we could cohabitate, or if she wanted help crossing over and go to the light where her loved ones were waiting for her, I would be happy to help her. I also told her that Charlie and I want to keep the house nice. She's welcome to stay if she likes, but she cannot do anything that is harmful in any way. We continue to live in the same house, and once in a while she makes herself known, but things are a lot more peaceful. I hope you enjoyed my story. I may be calling back in with more stories in the future. Thank you for listening, Nicole. You know, with a house that's that old, there could be so many different spirits in that house.
Well, there could be, but if somebody lived in that house till they were 101, they lived there their whole life? Or, well, we don't know that. She could have moved there, you know, later, you know.
Well, she lived there till she was 101. Let's just assume she lived there for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's interesting that that's who she talked to and said, hey, you know that you're here and, you know, it's our house too. So can we please get along, basically? And then that seemed to help.
Yeah. Well, and we hear from the experts that, you know, take the time to try to talk to them, to try to be respectful of them. And that seems to make a huge difference.
But there was a lot of activity in that house.
There was a lot. I would have problem seeing someone standing, you know, in a window.
I got to tell you, I was going to rent a house and it was like the one that's available, it's cute and adorable, built in the 1600s. It was 1700s. So built in the 1700s, I'd be like, oh, hell no. Can I please have a nice townhome somewhere?
We have stories about nice townhomes somewhere, too.
And they can be haunted. Would you be comfortable living in a house built in the 1700s?
Oh, you know, I think I would know walking around in there pretty quickly. I think I would feel something. Now, maybe not. Maybe I could be in there and totally feel fine. And then, you know, a few nights later, once I got there, think, oh, no, this is not, you know. And usually when you're looking at a house, you're not looking at it at 2 a.m.
Right.
So, you know, you can't always, you know everything ahead of time. Gosh, I don't know. I think I'd like to live in a house from the 1700s.
I just have to tell you, I don't think I could do it.
Now, I've got to see what the creepy cellar looks like that would come with a 1700s house.
The real estate agent?
No, the creepy cellar. Oh, like the basement.
I thought you meant like S-E-L-L-E-R. And I'm like, why do you assume it had a creepy cellar?
C-E-L-L. Like, you know, because you know a house like that would have one of those creepy limestone-y kind of cellar basement.
You're being all judgy about the real estate. I mean, like,
what's that creepy 101-year-old woman? So, I'm thinking about the basement.
No, I'm with you too, because if it's got one of those dugout basements that are super creepy, I'd be like,
or limestone or something like that.
And you know,
it's rough.
It doesn't have a finished basement with a fireplace and a game room down there.
No, and most of those have some. They dug out, you know, these cellars, and because that's where they stored their, you know, vegetables and things to keep them cool. That would be the thing that would give it away for me.
I
gotta see this cellar.
I think Nicole did the right thing with talking to the house, and it seemed like it helped.
It does. It seemed like it helped a lot. She did absolutely the right thing and seems to be helpful. Though I do, she said that, you know, I may write back with more stories, you know, and I'm thinking there probably will be some more stories from this house.
So thanks for that. And a nice public service announcement for everybody, like, hey, try to talk to the house. And here is a caller.
I have a story I was just wondering if you might have any kind of answer to, or have heard of any of this kind of thing happened before. It's not really a ghost story, but when I was a kid, maybe about 10 or so, we were camping, our whole family, in a Calco ghost town. And we all had, like, it was my mom and me and my uncle and my cousins and my grandpa and grandma and some other family friends, and we all had our own RVs. And my mom and I were in bed asleep. Well, everyone was in bed asleep at this time, sometime in the middle of the night. And my mom and I were both woken up by what we thought was my cousin, my little cousin, standing under the window where my bed was, calling my name. We both heard him calling my name. So we jumped up out of bed and ran over to his camper because we thought he had gotten out or something, and knocked on the door to tell my uncle that Aaron was not in the, that he was outside calling for me. And so my uncle looked and Aaron was in his bed asleep. And so we never knew what that was because it was so weird. We totally heard his voice. Like, it wasn't any of my other cousins or anything. It was totally Aaron, like, that we heard standing under there just calling my name. And then a different kind of twist, he was killed probably about 10 years later. He was hit by a car. So I always thought that was kind of strange that I would hear his voice, although he was still alive then. But I don't know. It was just a weird thing, and we still talked about it, many years later. And I just always wondered, like, what that could be. Also weird that we'd be in a ghost town, although there wasn't really, like, ghost town, but whatever. I'm getting off track. So anyways, I just wonder if you've heard of something like that, like a voice that doesn't have, what is that, a disembodied voice or something, and what you might think about the story. So thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, I've heard stories about, like, mimicking people's voices or doppelganger type of stories, and that's definitely mimicking this kid's voice. I think it's really sad that he passed away 10 years later. Can't imagine. I don't necessarily know that those two things were connected, because it's almost like there was something trying to get their attention and mimicking his voice by calling out her name. And with two people hearing it,
yeah,
you know, it's not just in your head, and it's so clear, and it's like, you know, I would know if I hear you calling my name versus my friend Deb call my name. You know, that,
right.
That would be two totally different voices. So I don't know. I think that's really interesting, but I think it's something else, just trying to get their attention or something.
That's what I think, too. I think you're right. I think it's something else trying to get their attention. And like you said, does it have something to do with this, you know, this early death? I don't know.
I kind of don't think it's connected to that. I don't know what that reason would be.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they might have been out on a piece of land where maybe there was some kind of spirit that was drawn to her. For whatever reason, and trying to get her attention.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it seems like, that they just wanted the attention.
We were talking about this in the episode the other day about the Spring Hill Plantation book that I read, Deliverance at the Spring Hill Plantation, and about the experiences they had on the Grave Talks. And so you can go back and listen to that episode. It's three parts. It's a very interesting story. But it's really crazy because it kind of gave me goosebumps when I was reading the book, because one time when I was living at my last house over on Brookside, and I never felt like that house was haunted, but I had several weird experiences there. And Tony would always say, oh, you mean you're not haunted house? But one night I heard, it was really quiet at night, not a TV on, no radio, no anything, no sound at all, getting ready to go to bed. And I was going into the kitchen to let Buddy go outside. And right behind me, I heard a voice, like almost like whisper in my ear, like just came up behind me. I thought it was my roommate, John, but it wasn't. But I heard this voice right behind me whisper, "Hey, Buddy," like that. And I thought they were talking to my dog, which pissed me off. But in that book, the woman said that she heard a voice right behind her say, "Hey, Buddy." I was like, oh. So I don't know why some things want your attention, because now I question, was it directed to me or was it directed to my dog? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So you don't know why sometimes they can get through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so interesting that both of them heard the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's definitely got backup on this. That every, they both heard it. They both went to the camper, you know, knocked on the camper door, got everybody up over there to see about this child. And there he was, sound asleep.
It was not him at all. And they both heard it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, some creepy stuff. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in 855-853-4802. If you like to write, write it in realghoststoriesonline.com. Don't forget, you can become a premium subscriber. You'll get advanced episodes, access to the complete archive, no commercials. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.